South Dakota's Water Management Board is holding hearings on the Keystone XL pipeline during the week when a Keystone oil spill in North Dakota is making national news. Reports say 383,000 gallons of oil spilled before containment, contaminating wetlands but not drinking water. State Senator Troy Hinert told the board on Thursday, October 31st, that he's concerned about potential damage to South Dakota's agriculture and tourism industries if water is polluted. Troy Hinert is a member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources. He's also a rancher and enrolled member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. He says the Department of Environment and Natural Resources doesn't have enough employees who can go out into the field to inspect sites where problems have been reported. Hinert says DENR hasn't seen an increase in full-time employee positions in 14 years.
I would hope that we get more dedicated professionals like we have who are out there representing the people of South Dakota and the state of South Dakota, and looking at these applications and or lines that are already built with objective eyes.
Under cross-examination, TC Energy attorney William Taylor asks Hinert if he has faith in the Water Management Board's judicial process, and Hinert responds,
"They might even have a more intimate knowledge of this process than even we do as a legislature."
Sure. And
hopefully without the politics.
Exactly, without the politics.
Hinert says he has constituents in his district who support the pipeline and others who don't. He says he listens to all, but as a rancher, he knows the importance of clean water.
Without water, you don't have livestock. You don't have crops.
He says the Miniwichoni Water Project in particular has opened up grazing range for him and for his ranching constituents.
It has changed their life and changed how they can operate.
Hinert says he's concerned that the oil pipeline crosses over the water pipeline and a spill could make that water unusable. The Water Management Board has added 4 more days in December for hearings in Pierre. Because opponent witnesses have been allowed to cut in line because they're not available later, TC Energy still has not completed its case in chief. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.